Ben and Kelly, and how about a group therapy?
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, need some advice. I feel like a terrible person for even asking this. I've been dating my boyfriend for about a year now, but honestly, the spark is gone. I've been thinking about breaking up with him for a while, and I even had this whole plan in my head about how I was going to do it gently and respectfully.
Okay.
But here's the thing. I just got invited to my best friend's wedding in Vermont. It's about a month away, and the issue is I don't exactly have reliable transportation to get there on my own.
Oh, no.
But he does. So now I'm sitting here wondering, would it make me a horrible person to just hold off on the breakup for another month, let him drive me to this wedding, and then end it after that?
Oh, my gosh.
I know it sounds awful.
Yeah.
But it would make things so much easier.
For you.
Haven't told anyone else about this. Because, you know, I don't want it getting back to him. But I'm hoping.
Right.
Maybe some of your listeners have been in my shoes and can tell me what they did. Do I suck it up and just break it off for now? Or do I ride this out literally until after the wedding? Thank you, Ashley.
Yeah, I mean, I think you break up with him, right? Like, I mean, I don't know. You find another ride, or well,
yes,
I don't know.
I feel like, yes, you find other transportation, because then it's going to be like, okay, how long after the wedding do I wait? Because you can't just be like, things are driving me to Vermont.
Okay, see you, bye.
Yeah, it's over. Right?
Now, as the... I guess, other side of this, we did get a message from a listener who said, I'd say wait it out. Men use us all the time for various things. What's 1 month?
Oh.
You can use the wedding as a, quote, excuse and just add it to your speech. Being at the wedding with you just made me realize this wasn't going anywhere.
Oh, right. Like, that was the epiphany.
Yeah.
Like, I just realized I didn't see us.
I was trying to give us one more shot with this wedding because weddings are all full of love.
Right.
And it's full of new hope and a future. And then.
And road trip. I thought road trip could
this
like
is gonna
bring
be
us together.
Crazy. This is going to bring us back together. This is going to reignite the spark.
Oh. I mean, that's one way.
That is one way.
That's
yes.
One way of
that
doing
is
it.
One way of dropping the hammer.
Or we are single going to the wedding and might find our happily ever after there.
Yeah, I was going to say, I remember with my wedding, one of my good friends was like, man, you didn't tell me you were going to have hot girls at your wedding. I would have not brought a date.
Wow.
I know. I was like,
sorry, buddy.
Sorry. I'm not rating hot or not on the attendees of my wedding.
Wasn't thinking about that at my wedding. Sorry.
I know. My bad.
Should have had a different perspective.
My bad. All we're saying is love could happen spontaneously at some place like that. So, all right. Okay. So let's take like the, all the, how do we take the judgment out of this? But
I will say we have a lot of men chiming in on the text line. I'll say that.
Okay.
A lot of men have opinions about this one.
Okay, but opinions, sure, that's great. Have you been in this situation? Do you have real life knowledge of it either working out or ending horribly? All right.
Okay.
502-795-1997 is our number. Would love to take some of those stories coming up. I mean, our listener Ashley is not getting a whole lot of sympathy here. It's 99.7 DJX. Group therapy. She is wanting to break up with her boyfriend of about a year, but got a wedding invite to one of her friend's weddings in Vermont. And it's like, he's got better transportation than I do. Can I just hold off another month? And then lay the hammer.
Let him take me to the wedding and then break up with him.
Yeah. Dalton, a little bit triggered on the text line, says, hope he hears this and plays it out until like 2 days before they leave for the wedding. And he enters it that way. So she, or then he ends it And that way she scrambles and has to find another way to the wedding.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yeah, John says the same thing. Driving to Vermont and back with someone you don't like sounds miserable and worse than not going.
Yeah, that does. Like, if you are done with them mentally, like, what do you think spending hours in the car is going to do?
Yeah.
Just going to annoy you.
Yep, says break up, let that man go. Carpool with a friend. I'm a little triggered. Yeah, and Alexis says, my jaw literally hit the floor. I'm sure plane tickets to Vermont aren't that expensive. Get an Uber to and from the airport. She didn't say anything about him being a bad guy. If he was a jerk and a cheater, I'd for sure say hold off, LOL. But, you know, if he's a bad guy, she thought she would have included that in the details. So it sounds like, you know, he's a good guy, just not the right guy for her. And now she's just like,
Yeah, Jessica on Facebook says, using him for a ride would definitely make you the jerk, not to mention that attending a wedding together is a pretty romantic setting. So then, after using him and bringing him to a romantic setting, you're going to blindside him, girl, rent a car.
Yes, exactly. Because then, like, what if he even falls even deeper in love with her? And then it makes it even worse.
What is this? How to lose a guy in 10 days?
Yes.
Like, what is this here? Okay. I mean, look, I think, Ashley, if you're on the fence, you need to just do the right thing and end it and then figure out your own ride.
Yeah. It's not like you're in a situation where you're on the fence. Like, maybe he could be the guy, but you're not really sure. It doesn't sound like you're in that headspace. Like, you know, he's not the one.
We have one person that says, yes, great idea. The rest say, no, bad idea. So take that for what it's worth.
If you're looking at the odds.
Yes, take that for what it's worth.
If you're looking at percentages.
We can only lay it out there for you. You're the one who has to figure out what to do with all that information. So
exactly.
Yep. So, hey, good luck. Keep us posted on what you end up doing.
Oh, my gosh. But I feel like, you know, just... First of all, it's the right thing to do for him. Don't string him along. I've always, you know, that's always, I think, best practice. If you already know this is not the person, it for them, they deserve to be loved 100% fully.
Right.
So let them go for that. But also, you know, you could find your happily ever after at the wedding.
That's right. You go single. I was going to say, you go single, you might wind up having more fun than otherwise. So
yes.
All right. Hey, good luck. Keep us posted. That's group therapy.